Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes.
Chardonnay, been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They used to make them really big and oaky, and everybody ooh and ah over the oak, and then they finally said, you know, I can't taste the wine. And while I prefer my Chardonnay with a little bit of oak, there's an emerging trend now for wines that are completely unoaked.
Oh, for sure. It's sort of fashionable to talk down oaky Chardonnay.
There you go.
But what about unoaked Chardonnay? What are they really like? I really wanted to look into this, so I tried several. First one was Toad Hollow from Mendocino County. It's kind of a pretty good winery. And it's their 2022 unoaked Chardonnay, $19, which is good. Now, this Chardonnay from Toad Hollow it's pretty instructive. It's both lean and rich with good acidity and good depth of fruit. The medium gold color suggests richness, which there is. And the aroma is fresh. There's bright minerals and lemon zest. The wine has a fair amount of tartness to it. That's balanced by a dollop of lemon curd flavor, kind of sweet, which is in the core. And there's also a softness, maybe a malolactic fermentation at work here. And that cushions the acidity. So I think this is a very food-friendly wine, provided that the food isn't overly flamboyant.
Gotcha.
Okay. The next one I tried is my wine of the week, and I think I can explain why. This is Horizon Horizon de Bichot Chardonnay. Bichot is a famous Burgundy house. They have an operation down in Limoux in the south of France. That's where this comes from. This was an unoaked Chardonnay that had a ton of flavor. The nose features pineapple and yellow pear, reminiscent of California.
Oui.
And these flavors both reappear on the palate. The texture is quite soft, but there is a streak of acidity running through, which is very nicely balancing things. The tropical flavors clearly make this as a Chardonnay, no doubt about it. But that touch of oak, I don't miss it at all. So really good quality fruit, and I enjoyed it. Horizon de Bichot, my wine of the week at $18.
That's a
good wine, and that's a good deal. Now, here's one from Anderson Valley, which is Mendocino.
Mm-hmm.
And they do very nice things with aromatic white wines and Chardonnay as well. It's Copain, French word, les voisins, meaning the neighbors in French. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that's all about. But it's their Anderson Valley Chardonnay from 2017. Okay. Got a bit of age on it right now. This was a very impressive Chardonnay. Dry, firm, deep, and classy. And the color is pale gold, and the aroma is earthy with a touch of papaya. The flavors are intense and vigorously balanced. There's aggressive acidity that sets the pace. It appears at the first sip and then throughout, and the flavors are mostly citric, but with touches of underripe honeydew melon, for instance. The fruit is just vibrant and very deep, which is just makes this a really intriguing wine. Copain Les Voisins Chardonnay from Anderson Valley, $30, a little bit pricey. I think that's a fair price for this good wine.
Sounds impressive.
It was. And we want to remind our listeners that Cellar Notes is now available on podcast. Just go to the website at wypr.org and navigate to the Cellar Notes page. Once you're there, you can find all of our Cellar Notes recommendations listed for you. And remember, with the podcasts, you can listen to our show anytime you want. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.